It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday, and it's all brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, a birthday flashback today, it'll kick off a Tanya Tucker birthday weekend salute here at Hank FM. It was on this date, Seminole, Texas. About the biggest thing to come out of Seminole, Texas. Miss Tanya Tucker was born, and of course, it didn't take long for her journey to start in music and take her all the way out there to the left coast at the tender age of 13 to the year
1972.
And the song that started it all for her
is Delta's Song. That flower you
still know. Arguably her biggest hit. And it all came at the tender age, of course, famously at 13. Now, as for the song itself, I never think we dove into that as far as the origin and who was Delta Dawn. Well, the song was written by a guy named Alex Harvey, who wrote it about his own mother. By his own account, a free-spirited, beautiful, eccentric woman out of the Mississippi Delta who never quite fit in. And when Alex Harvey was 15, he said his mom couldn't attend a TV filming of his band for fear that, Mom, you're going to embarrass me. And tragically, she died in a car accident that night.
Oh, no.
He never really, In fact, it was the cathartic process of writing this song with famed producer Larry Collins and Billy Sherrill that helped him kind of overcome and work his guilt out. It's what this song is, an apology to her, essentially. So Alex Harvey was the first to ever put a recording of it out there in 1971. Now, Alex Harvey opened up his band for Helen Reddy, who was a very notable pop singer, even crossover country, in the early 70s, late 60s. Helen Reddy wanted to do a version of the song. He's like, cool, awesome. And then Billy Sherrill said, I like that song, and I've got this girl named Tanya Tucker, and I need a song. I like it for her. So both Helen Reddy and Tanya go in their respective studios and record their versions. But in the middle of it, they shop it over to somebody that was pretty big at the time to do her own version, Bette Midler.
She was 41 and her daddy still called her baby.
A much, much different version.
Everyone
much more of that Broadway-ish Bette Midler style. But it got bumped as a single. Still made a Bette Midler album that came out in summer of 73. But they decided to go with Bette Midler's big push as the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. So shelved the song. And Helen Reddy got left in the dust as Tanya Tucker, at the age of 13, became everyone's delight, focal point. She's 13. She sounds like this.
Open it.
And she still does. Happy birthday, TNT.
Delta Dawn.